this lust will be. Like gopis, pure, then they will follow gopis and they will be. They will test ocean, bhakti rasa ocean. So these are it. So for this, Narada answered. That is why he could not go to hell. He was liberated. Why?
He is remembering Krishna so much.
So by remembering is all offenses there. All were bhul gaye. So if anyone doing lust to Krishna, remembering Krishna as a lust, that Krishna is so beautiful, then by remembering, their lust will go away. And pure love will come. If anyone is having sneha, sneha means like Arjun, worldly sneha to Krishna, remembering, their worldly sneha will go away and real sneha will come. So Krishna is so merciful. So if you will remember in any way, as a friend, as a shatru,
enemy,
or by lust, or anything, you should remember. But don't do offense. It should be natural. All should be natural. If you are going to follow Kans, it is not natural. For him, it was natural. How natural? Because Shishupal has heard that at the time of birth, he has four orphans. And by seeing anyone, if your two hands will go away, then you should think that he will. When Krishna came and he saw, at once the two hands were gone, and that he knows that he will kill me. So he, from beginning he became like any. But if you want to follow, you cannot be really natural any. So only follow what? Sneha, bhakti, kaam, and other ones. Sambandh. In all these things, sneha you cannot do because it is after liberation. You cannot do. Only you can have sambandha and calm. It can be practiced only, not other. In bhakti. It has been given in Jaiva Dharma. Very good explanation. So we should follow sambandha. What sambandha? Like it is guru gives in the time of initiation. Oh, we are eternal servant of Krishna. Common. And when he initiates, then he gets Gopi Jana Ballabhaya. In other Om Ram Ramaya. That I am servant of Ram. Others like this. Anywhere in Ballabhacharya, they get Krishnam Saranam Mama. They give this relation. But in our
Sampradaya,
from beginning, Brahma, Krishna gave his Gopal mantra and Kama Gayatri. And this relation is there, very important. So we should realize that what relation, special relation is. If you are chanting and remembering, doing all practices with this relation that Krishna is my beloved, then very quickly you can do it. Then what? After that, Narada began to tell him with examples. And what? Bolo. Paraki holo. partner told. He began to tell a story. This. First he told, there was a king, Hiranyakashipu was killed. And then Hiranyakashipu wanted to
sacrifice.
Yes. But what?
Yamaraj.
What is it? Bola.
So, when Hiranyakashipu expired, Hiranyakashipu expired by Varaha Dev, and all are weeping so bitterly, or we are weeping so bitterly, no one to pacify them. Hiranyakashipu was pacifying them, why you are weeping so much? No need to weep. Because then he narrated one story. In ancient
times, what he told more? That in this world, for all those who are taking birth, they must die.
Jatasthari dhruva mrittu dhruvam janma mrittu sachahut. A second birth, they have to die one day. So, this destination for all, no need to lament so much. To receive lament, then he will not come back again anymore. So only it is bad for your health. Now in that one story, that in ancient India, there was a king named Sujagga. And there is another king. So Sujagga king thought that if I conquer him, then I will be emperor. So he invaded another kingdom. And Sujagraja was so powerful, but by chance, he killed in battlefield.
He was killed in battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Then battle stopped, there his hands and legs, limbs of body scattered here and there. After stopping battle, they collect his all limbs and by the help of a cobbler, they joined all limbs of the body and they...
What is the meaning of cobbler? Cobbler can. Or a Nijay collector. They collected all his limbs and...
They collected all his limbs and joined and... They brought him to royal palace. Seeing him, they are weeping, the queen, and princess, they are weeping so bitterly, all relatives, they are weeping so bitterly, and no one to console them. Seeing this position, Jam Maharaj came himself in form of 5 years old aged boy, and being completely naked. He was asking, why you are weeping so bitterly? Why you are lamenting? What is the cause? No one was there to answer him also. Then he came to an old person. Baba, why you are weeping so bitterly? Why you are lamenting? What is the cause? He told, he couldn't understand, you go and play. So, no, I can understand, please explain me, what is the cause? The old person replied, king had gone, king had died. Oh, he had died, he had gone. Where he had gone? Just like he had gone New York, he had gone Washington, he had gone Houston. He'll come back after 1 week, maybe after fortnight, maybe after a month. So when will come back? The old person replied, so I told you, go and play, you can understand. No, I can understand very easily. Then he told that king has expired. Then he told, what happened? Expired means the king is sleeping here. Why are you not talking with him? The queen who served him as before, Why not serving him? Why not speaking with him? The mothers of king who nourishing so much, even in his room, why not nourishing now at present? No, his soul has gone. Oh, soul is gone. Have you ever seen the soul? What is its height? What is its color? What he used to eat? What he used to wear? They could not reply. Oh, we never seen soul. We never know which he used to eat. Then he replied, if you don't know who is he and what he used to eat, what he used to take, to whom he never seen, so for whom you are lamenting? He has seen this body, you nourish this body, you love this body, so you can talk with him, you can nourish him. So the king was not this body, he was his soul. So if you don't know soul, how you are lamenting so much? So the king is that body, he was soul. So you have to know at first what is the soul and what is relation with you and other soul. Then you can lament and then you can understand what is the cause of lamentation. So then he narrates another story. Then he telling this, Jam Maharaj disappeared from this world, from that place. So no need, then he make them understand, no need to lament. Everybody has to go same destination. Narrating this story, Hiranyakashipu narrated another story. In forest there was a pair of birds. They leave each other, they flew away from one tree to another place, from their nest to another place. And they are talking each other, their previous life, when they first met each other, they read whole story. The meantime, sea bird looked towards ground and she saw there is some grain, just like glittering like a pearl. And she requests him, oh my lord, please come and we shall collect that grain, we shall eat and we shall collect for our kids also. Shiva replied, don't go there. There must be a prayer behind this. There is no businessman, there is no household devotee. How grain can come here? It is not possible. There is some conspiracy. And Shiva replied, yes, this is the nature of male. Always they discover any conspiracy. Till not come or not, I am going just now. Replying this, she flew up from branch and come down and she is collecting one after another grain and eating, and by hint of her eyes is asking him to come and collect grain. When she was so absorbed to collect that grain, there was a hunter. She pulled the trap and the sea bird come under the trap. Now she is lamenting, oh, I am dying. You are true. What shall I do now? This lamenting, seeing her lamentation. Keyword came, one is inside trap, another outside of trap. They are lamenting each other. Seeing their lamentation, they are so absurd. Seeing this hunter from behind of a tree, he shoot an arrow and he shoot the keyword. And after that, he took both of them and ate them. So, this is the due to Kal, this is the time. So, we have to be also be suffered by Kal, means time. None can save this. So, who has taken birth, they have to die one day. So, Hiranyakashipu, by these two stories, narrating two stories, he consoling his family members, then for Hiranyaksha, no need to lament. So he thought in his mind, made up his mind, I have to take revenge of my brother's enemy. Somehow or other, I shall kill him. So he did severe austerity.
Here you should also think. Oh, you cannot save your death. If you are birth, you will have to be young. And if in young age you are not dying, then old age must come. And then you cannot walk. And at least in the age of 100 or before that, you will have to give up this body, not taking anything what you have collected in this world. So remind these things. But soul never takes birth and never dies. So in this human life, we must try to realize what is soul. Then you can overcome from birth and death, endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. You can only be happy if you are chanting, remembering in a real process, like Prahlad Maharaj. And if you are not doing, you must be in the unlimited chain of birth and death and sorrows and suffering. And anyone cannot help you. That is, from beginning, we should try to serve Krishna, to chant and remember. When Prahlad Maharaj was of only 5 years age, he was sent to the school of Sandanama, the son of Shukracharya. Why Shukracharya? Can you define? Why Shukracharya?
Shukracharya is guru of Asuras. He is called Shukracharya because he is very expert in all varieties of enjoyment.
Why Shukracharya? A charge of?
Demon.
Demon.
Why?
Because for Asuras, ultimately...
For not Asura, of anyone, this creation, without this, or any one cannot have son, daughter, he cannot be father. Only world, this world coming from that thing. So he was expert. Even anyone has been died, and he was so expert that this body made of cement?
Yes.
Cement. All whole world is made of cement. So he was so expert, he can do something, and he may again
revive.
So he was Shukracharya. If anyone has no son, daughter, oh, quickly he will tell anything that is son may come. You know, his daughter has no son, and she was married to any king. And how he do it? To Puru Maharaj. Puru Maharaj, Naki?
Jajati.
Jajati, not Puru. Jajati. He cut down so many things. And he had no now children. But again he gave this thing. And he has so many children. So he is Shukracharya. Only very expert in this world, not knowing of soul or Krishna. So they are Shukracharya. Then?
What Sandana Marka were teaching?
First, when they came from his school, Prahlad Maharaj, and he, then Hiranyakashipu asked, what you have read in his school?
Which you have learned in school.
What do you think better that your Gurudev Sandamarkha has taught you? Dhiyam asadagrahat Hari Marsha. Excellent.
He is saying that O best of the Asuras, The thing that I have learned is that everyone in this world is always plunged into suffering and anxiety, always looking out for maintenance of this body. And for enjoyment, they enter into family life, which is like andagupa. Andagupa means blind well. It is some place that may be in the forest, it may be covered with grass, and blind well means no water. So if you will go and fall into this blind well, then you may call out for help, please rescue me, help me, but no one will hear your cries, no one will hear that. Therefore, he says, vanam gato gadhari maasana geta. Therefore, one should take shelter of Krishna, going to the forest, and taking shelter of Krishna.
Right. So, anywhere else in Srimad Bhagavatam, a good explanation is given for this andhaku, blind well. What is this? Usmandhakup kisko kaha gaya? You should try to hear. Very helpful.
So, in the pastime of King Kuranjan, we hear the definition and explanation of this blind well. It explains that once there was a person and he was going through a forest and suddenly he was chased by a tiger, very ferocious. So this person was trying to save his life and running away from the tiger. But what happened was that as he was running, he could not control himself, and there was a well, it was covered with bushes. So he could not see that it's a well, and he fell into the well. But he quickly grabbed one of the branches which was hanging over it from a nearby tree. And no sooner the lion came, the tiger came, and it started roaring heavily. Now he wanted to jump down, but as he looked down, he saw there's so many snakes and very poisonous insects and similar such animals who were ready to bite him. Now he was in a very precarious situation. And also, simultaneously what happened, the two branches of the tree which he was holding on were gradually eaten by two snakes.
No.
Rats, sorry.
One.
Yeah, and one of the rats were white color and the other one was black color. Now, death is there from all corners. Outside, the tiger is waiting, and if he is hanging on the branches, how longer? Because soon, the rats will cut both branches, and if he slips, jumps down, then the insects on the snakes will bite him. In the middle of this very dangerous situation, what happened that the branch which he was holding, over that branch there was another branch, and there was beehive in that branch, and due to shaking of those branches, some honey was dripping down drop by drop, drop by drop, and it was just very near to his mouth that he could stretch out his tongue and lick it like this. So when this drop of honey was coming down, he was licking like this. So now he is surrounded by personified death from all sides. And in the middle of this situation, he was trying to enjoy those few drops of honey, which is compared to...
Oh, how sweet, how sweet. And he forgot that tiger is...
Yes, roaring.
No, roaring is waiting.
Yeah.
And the snakes are waiting. The rats are waiting, cutting, and he must die. Mm-hmm. But for a moment he forgets. Oh, we are like this. What is their well?
This blind well is of basically speaking household life, but actually anyone who has taken this body to be his own self is in the blind well. Asad grahata, who has taken asad to be sat.
What is tiger?
Death. Time.
And snakes?
Snakes are...
So many problems. Always problem. From beginning up to date. Especially old days. And so many kinds of abhav.
Lacking, shortcomings.
These are like snakes. And two rats?
Day and night, cutting the life.
Oh, our life is cutting. They are cutting all life.
Where there is one black and one is white?
Night and day,
and night.
Always passing, passing. Call is doing. So there are two rats, two call. Call means?
Time.
And cutting our life. We sometimes become so ego, false ego that, oh, I have become of 90 years. Oh, you should not be. You should see that your 90 years has been cut down. They have gone. Only some years you are. So this world is like this. One day you will have to die. No one can save. So from beginning, and then what became? Then what became? If at that time he has taken two branches, and if he remembers Krishna at that time, what will become? There may be some rain, and then tiger will
go
run away. Snakes will go
in their hole.
Rats will also
run away
here and there, and he will quickly climb up, and he will come up, and he will go to his home. Back to home, God, and back to home, this is the policy. In this case also, and if you are not remembering, then your death is anyhow sure. This honey cannot make you happy. What is this honey? Oh, love and affection of your wife, husband, children, all are like one drop of honey, sometimes rare comes.
Broken language of
and for this, you are so much charmed and you have been banded in this worldly thing. Oh, how, if I am going to do bhajan, how my children can be supported? Who will see? My wife is not so expert. She cannot. And the boys are so little. They cannot do anything. I have no kept any so much money or wealth that they can be supported. So I must. But if everything is ready, then you can see that, oh, my father and mother are so old. They cannot do anything. So I must be here. This is one drop of honey. That is why from one drop of honey, you are not doing bhajan. But it means that you are going to die. After that, Prahlad Maharaj, anyhow, he was sent to school again. And when he came, returned back. What became? Arital, Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Go on.
So
Prahlad Maharaj is telling his fellow students that we should
know his father.
To his father that the only duty we have is we should always remember Lord Vishnu and chant his glory. So his father, he could not believe it, and he called.
He became more angry,
and
he wanted to kill.
Kill Prahlad Maharaj. But then Shanda Namas came and they said that even though we have not taught him like this, but you should give us one more chance, and we will teach him rightly now. So they take him back to the school.
And what? Prahlad Maharaj was speaking to children, their friends.
Um,
Kaumara Acharya. You remember? Used to.
Before that, Madhyana Krishna Karasoda.
After used to. You can go. Or doing same thing, what disciples are doing. Always hungering from wealth. Charvita Charvan.
Seeing the food.
He cannot give any Krishna consciousness. Like you are son of Sandamark. You are more Vishai than Hiranyakashipu. So this guru cannot give any good thing to any disciple. In world, there are so many gurus like this, not expert in Krishna consciousness, but they have so much false ego that we are Krishna consciousness. Charvitcharvananang means?
Chewing the chewed again and again.
What?
Somebody tasted sense gratification. And made it even worse.
Their father, forefathers and others. That chew it. And he sings. And again he wants. He saw that they have died. They were not happy in their life. Your forefather, fathers of fathers, that father, mothers, they were never happy. And in their old days, what? Lamenting. But even she wants that this daughter, this son should be married. And daughter and son like that. So these are chewed.
Chewing the chew.
Chewed. Then?
What?
After that, Islok? You remember? After that?
After Matsyana Krishna
Komaram.
No. There are three slokes here. This is one. If they are following this guru, these kinds of blind gurus, then it will be like one blind is If any old person is following another old person, then they both and will die. Say gurus, not practicing well Krishna, not chanting and vandering. They are no so high class of devotees. The devotees and their disciples and he both are like blind. And they will. What?
Go to hell.
So what we should do after this is Lord?
My son, what is Tabat Purukham?
Pishat
Anartha Pagamo Yadatha.
There is a slope here.
Yes.
What is meaning?
So,
what's
the first line? So, try to remember all this.
My son, what is Tabat Purukham and Gain? That one will not be able to have attachment towards the lotus feet of the Lord. And one will not be able to become free from the anathas which are there within one's heart. If one does not bathe oneself, if one does not bathe himself in the dust which is coming from the lotus feet of a devotee who is a Nishkinchana Bhakta, who is free from all material desires, who has no material possessions. So unless one bathes oneself in the dust of the lotus feet from such a Nishkinchana Bhakta, then there is no question of becoming free from anathas or having attachment for the lotus feet.
That is low.
Nice, huh? Naishamati Stavaru Kramam Green. Prishyat Janartha Pagamo Janartha.
Read the meaning.
Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination.
Any devotee, high class, if you can have touched the dust, what meaning? His association, words from his mouth, dust from his lotus feet and water washed his water. This will be especially association.
So unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activity. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination.
Then what became? Again he was sent to school. And Prahlad Maharaj was in school. One day, the two Brahmin sons of Sukracharya, they went to an shop and told Prahlad Maharaj to control the class. And all the boys were going to play, but he told them, "Oh, today you should hear me, what I'm going to tell." And he began to tell, "Kumar, acharit prakriti, dharman bhagavatam." Essence of that slope?
That from the
limitation of age or anything. If you are hearing now, from now this is your birth. Abhi se samjho ji, aaj hamara ye kumar kal hai. You can take it kumar. When you are in associated with Suddha Bhakta. From then very day, you should start chanting, remembering. Why? From beginning?
Because it is extremely rare if we have such opportunity. Otherwise, any time death may come. Ahani hani bhutani gacchanti himalayam saita sadhara mitchanti kimashtarima tatparam. That everyone may see all friends, family, relatives going to the house of death, but still those who remain think, "I will not die." At any time, childhood, middle age, old age, death.
No certainty that he can die in own. After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, no guarantee. Only Parikshit Maharaj has guarantee for 7 days. And we have no guarantee. In any moment we can die. So from beginning, we should try it. Then what is slow?
Second slow. Hitahi purushayeha.
Only meaning.
The human form of life affords one a chance to return home.
Ayubahapara. If you are engaging in money, collecting money, wealth, so much a reputation and all other things that you think that we will be happy, bogus thing. You don't want to be unhappy. You want to be always happy. And you don't do anything for unhappy. But suffering is coming. Why? Due to past impressions. Activity. So if you have done good impression in your life, past time, it must come. Without, if you are not doing for that happiness, doing nothing, but yet it will come. So like what? Suffering, we don't want, and to don't any do anything or to come like that, sufferings. But even oldness, so many problems come. So if you have done good things, then good things may come. So don't be
engaged in trying to find happiness or avoid distress.
Only you should chant and remember. By this you can be happy. No? Not that prayasu. Na tat prayaso kartavyo.
Na tat prayaso kartavyo. Yata ayor vanya.
Explanation or purpose.
Endeavor.
No actual profit.
If one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development.
Very easily, chanting and remembering. Your maintenance of your life, easily it will be done automatically. Automatically. There are so many examples. So we should vary from beginning, we should chant and remember. But how it will come? Only by the association. So first try to search any very good high class of devotee for Guru. And if by chance, by your fortunate, if Guru is found, then be initiated and try to follow him sincerely. And then serving him like what? Vishammena Gurau Seva.
Intimately.
And be always in his associate. Don't give up. If you will give up, you will go down to hell. So always try to help God. You may be very distant,
far away,
no harm, but always following him, always obeying him, and try to keep your mind and heart with him always. Then quickly you will advance and your life will be successful. Gaur Praman. Bhakti Vinod Thakur instruction in his songs. Manasa deha geha jau kishumo arpinu tuapade nanda kishumo maravi rakhavi joi chhatuhar nitta das prabhu tuva adhikar. If you are chastising, what doing? Gurudev is doing. Or Krishna is doing. I am always of Krishna. And going, chanting, remembering. Also, maintaining also. Like all are the servant of Krishna. I am also like. And going, doing, and chanting and remembering. Don't be weak.
Thank you. The second question I have is, they said, wherever...
Oh, Krishna, be merciful to me. I want to serve you. Certainly. I can give up my life if you are not merciful. And sincerely, if you are doing so, then Krishna will manage everything. Very quickly he will give association like this and he will go on. Krishna sent Swamiji. He sent me. You never did anything to brought me, to bring me, and to Swamiji. Never. This is the arrangement of Krishna that he is sending and doing. So be like that, very humble, sincere that, oh Krishna, I want to serve you. Please arrange. He will arrange everything. He can give you at once some money that, oh, you should go to Vrindavan and associate there. So many, he knows so many tricks. So don't disbelieve him. What he has told in Gita, Bhagavatam, everything is true to extent.
Okay. If
you have so much thick creed to serve Krishna in this way and you are praying like this, then Krishna is himself telling in Gita, dadami buddhi yogam tang jain mam upayantite ananya chintayantu. Parjupasati, Desham, Aham, Nitya Vidyuktanam. Oh, he is doing promise. That if you are sincere, and if you want to serve in same in any special line like Raganu, then he will manage you and give he will intelligence to go to Rupanuga line. And he may send any high class of devotees, he may send that you will like his associates and you will follow. So we have so much faith in Krishna and pray him and he will manage everything, he will give intelligence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.